Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Updated weather. Frost advisory. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost Advisory. Frost Advisory. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Frost Advisory. Frost Advisory. Frost Advisory. Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Frost Advisory. Frost Advisory. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 1000 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
November 8th, you're a Bravo Echo through All Star.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 43 degrees.
Right, QSD, QSD, QSD. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I'll be the night control for tonight's University of Michigan Amateur Radio Sunday Night Net on the WAUM and Echo Link and All Star. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and so stay. Thanks for coming. WAUM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF, Echolink, and All-Star. I'll take check-ins in the following order for short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink, then All-Star stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check-ins. If you have any short-time mobile or portable stations, please call me. Nothing heard. One more time, do we have any short time, mobile or portable stations? Please call Net Control now. Do we have any Echolink stations? Please call now. Do we have any All-Star stations? Please call now.
This is November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave in Ann Arbor on All-Star.
Net recognizes N8SPD. I was expecting you to be short-time mobile or portable, so I'll put you at the top of the list. All other stations, if we have any other stations, please call Net Control now.
WSAU, this is that.
N8SU, do we have any other stations, please call Net Control now.
Charlie 8 Tango Oscar, Don.
ATO. Looks like it'll be a short net tonight, so let's go to the top. N8SPE, Dave, the frequencies are yours.
Yeah, hi, good evening. this is November 8th. Sierra Bravo Echo. I just decided that rather than stand outside in the cold, since I have an all-star node, I can try it in here. When the weather gets better, I'll probably go outside. but that's the deal, and I've been having fun with all-star ever since I got this node up and running, this Sherry node. And so that's it. Back to net, N8SBE.
Well, great, Dave. Actually, your audio is very good. A little bit low, but otherwise the audio is excellent. So congratulations on getting on All-Star. Next we have WSAU Matt, followed by ACATO Don. Matt, what do you have for us this evening?
Yeah, I'm wondering how everyone fared when the tornado went through. I think the path of the storm that they produced the tornado after it ceased to be a tornado went through right about where you're at, and I think it actually touched down pretty close to where Dave is. Where I'm at, there were just some small branches down on the south side of stadium, but. Packers in the stadium, but on the north side of the stadium, and especially up forest south of Hill, I noticed there were very, very many big trees that were down all over the place when I went into work the next morning. So kind of wondering how that happened. When the warning went off on, or I heard the text on my phone from the county, then as soon as I was thinking I should probably go see what that is, that's turned, the storm has turned into like a tornado a thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning. The EAS alert on my phone also went off, before I could even get to that. And as I was just processing that, the sirens went off, which even though they, according to the city, they are outdoor warning sirens, I could quite clearly hear inside my house. The closest siren is at, I think it's Page and like Rosewood or something like that, so it's about 4 or 5 blocks away from me. So even though they claim they are outdoor warning sirens, they seem to work indoors as well. But that first siren went off, and I started looked outside, and it was pretty calm and completely dry, and started looking at the radar on the TV, and then turned on the Skywarn net, right? Maybe turned the Skywarn on. Just a little bit before that, I forget. I checked into that, and that was about the time that the sirens went off again. And as I was looking at the radar, and even though I don't think I still saw anything outside, I figured it seemed like that was a good time to head for the basement. So I listened to the rest of the sirens net from the basement, and I think it was probably about a mile northwest of me is what probably closest to me that it continues to be a tornado. I hope my signal is good too, because you're just a little bit, you have a little bit of occasional crackling to the repeater. Anyhow, so we'll see you back to that.
Okay, Matt, well, thanks for that update. And you have a little bit of crackling on you as well, so I suspect it's the repeater and not either one of us. My wife and I were in South Carolina when the storm blew through, and the first mention we got of it was when our little ping alarm said, whoops, there's been a power failure in your area. And we didn't have any damage to our house, and none of our trees were down, and no large branches. But, Yost Ice Arena lost its roof, and apparently there was a lot of damage off by the tornado. Actually touched down out by Veterans Field at Jackson, and I forget the cross street. It was a real mess. I did read in MLive, however, that the city has decided to move the sirens. So there's all this discussion about getting rid of the state money. One tornado is what it took for the city to keep the sirens. Oh, well, small miracles. I think we're really lucky no one was injured or killed here in Ann Arbor on that. Next up is ACATO. Don, how did you, were you affected by the tornado?
Thanks, Pat. ACATO Don here. Not really. We're about a mile and a half south of the Ann Arbor Municipal Airport, and it got windy and all, but we were up late. We did the finished filing our taxes, and I was looking out there in our greeter, so sirens went off. I flipped on the RPC net and listened in, but I didn't have anything to report. But it seems like it was a pretty narrow path, and I saw some broken trees, like in the golf course over in the later the next day, like going to work over by where Huron Parkway crosses the river. But not much in my neighborhood. Not much else for me for the net, so I think I'll just let it be a short one and listen on out. ACATO.
Okay, Don, well, that's real good news that you weren't affected at all. So that's all I have. We have 3 stations. Let me issue another call. And do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? From WAQM Sunday Night Net, please call Net Control WA4G in Atlanta.
Kilowatt Bravo 8 Oscar India Sierra John.
Visa J, this is Mo.
Okay, I have KB8 OIS and KB8 VZJ. Do we have anyone else? Any new stations or rechecks? Please call Net Control now. Okay, so the question of the night, obviously, is how are you affected by the tornado and the bad weather? So we'll go with John, KB8OIS. How are you this evening, John?
Very good, Pat, KB8OIS. Nothing here. We never heard a thing. It hardly rained. You can hear the both the alerts on our phone and the outdoor sirens, so we did go downstairs to the basement, well, I don't know, for 20 minutes or so, maybe 30 minutes, and that was it. So very quiet, no damage around there in our neighborhood. Club items, I think we were four students who participated in the Michigan CUSO party yesterday. Bands were awful. They operated on 20 or 40. I think they made maybe a total of 40 contacts over 3 hours. So kind of disappointing that the bands weren't better, but at least students were up there participating. Back to you, Pat, KBHOIS.
Okay, well, thanks for the update. Good news that had no effect on you. I have to figure out a way to get the satellite antenna back to you. I have not been successful in making any satellite contact, so I think I'll return the antenna to you, and we can coordinate off-net on that. Finally, we have KEAPZK. How are you this evening, Mo?
Good evening, all. This is KEAPZK. Doing well. I had no storm damage, but some friends about a mile north of me at Prospect and Getty's lost maybe a 35-foot-tall pine tree. Based on when the neighborhood was built, I'm guessing it's only around 30 years old, probably rooted in sand and really just laid over. I don't think it was really ripped apart by the wind. They also lost a few, like, 3-4-inch branches, but no major damage and pretty much quiet over here other than the sirens. Back to Matt.
Thank you for the update, Mo, and the good news that you weren't affected. I forgot to mention that there's an alley behind our house, and we drove down it this afternoon. We got back from South Carolina last night, and there's a car in the alley that's got a fairly significant tree on top of it. So, there was damage in this neighborhood. Anyway, okay, so it's 13 minutes past the hour. I've had 5 check-ins. I will issue one final call, and then everyone can move over to the ARC-CNET. This is WA4DSR. Do I have any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call now.
Well, this is NASBE with a recheck.
Okay, Dave, NASBE, the frequencies are yours.
Yeah, well, I guess I didn't mention anything about what happened over in our area during the tornado. We had the siren at the Lakewood school here go off at a little bit after 2 a.m. in the morning, and then we had the alerts come in on our phones almost simultaneously, so that got everybody up. And we went down to the big ham shack is, and I got Skywarn Net checked in there, and while we were listening to that, the tornado came through, and all our lights went. It wasn't until the found out on Jackson Road. They're just at the corner of Jackson and High Lake, and trees ripped down in their backyard over there. Skipped past there, and then went through the cemetery, and essentially knocked a couple of big trees. The power poles out on Jackson Road, and that then essentially took out all the power from here out to Z Road, and that was out for about 20 hours before they finally got that cleaned up and fixed up. So that was it. Got missed on our end. So back to net, NASB.
Okay, Dave, you were dropping out there. We got 50% of that, but so you were dropping out a bit there. Your original all-source answers when you check in was perfect. This time you were dropping out every couple of seconds, so not sure what changed. Yeah, we had a power failure here, too, from the time the tornado went through about a quarter to 2 in the morning to about 7 o'clock the next evening, but fortunately we didn't lose anything. So anyway, well, it's 16 minutes past the hour. We've had 5 check-ins with myself for a total of 6, and we look forward to hearing all of you and more, hopefully. Same time, same frequency next week. Good luck, folks. WA4DSR Cliff.
Yeah,
Okay, I think I've got a flaky push-to-talk switch on this handheld. Sorry about that. NASBE, good evening, guys.
That last transition is perfect, so easy.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Yeah. This Alinco handheld, I've had it for quite a while, but I noticed that the push-to-talk light, the red LED on the top, was flashing on and off a couple of times while I was talking, and I think it's just that I didn't have my thumb in the right spot on the push-to-talk switch.
There's like some very, very, well, I'm sure you know, there's a very wide-ranging quality of switches you can use for something like that, too, so... They probably did not really choose the right one.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thanks. We're going to cue a slide now over to the Skyborne net. NASBE will be clear of this all-star note.
Thank you. Cue a slide.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 43 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 43 degrees. Updated weather. Freeze warning. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Freeze warning. Freeze warning.